Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, June 19th. Reservoirs that store water along the Colorado River are projected to be less than half full later this year. As Luke Runyon reports, it could be a historic low mark for the river system.
If you add up all the river's reservoirs throughout the Southwest, they're expected to be at 48% of capacity by the end of September. That's one of the lowest points ever for the combined water storage in the seven states that rely on the river.
We're in uncharted territory for the system.
Jeff Keitlinger runs the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, the water agency for the greater Los Angeles area.
Everything is new, and it's all bleak. None of it's positive.
The root cause is twofold. Low snowpack this past winter is causing the already low reservoirs to dip lower. And the river itself is overallocated, where more water exists on paper in the form of water rights than what exists in reality. I'm Luke Runyon.
Colorado lawmakers ended their legislative session just over a month ago. The time they spent working on legislation and passing a budget was often overshadowed by sexual harassment allegations against five state lawmakers. Benta Berkland looks at how much was spent by the state to address the allegations.
The total so far is $275,000. That includes everything from sexual harassment training to outside attorneys and consultants to staffing a group of lawmakers that will meet over the summer and fall to study changes to the workplace harassment policy.
I'm not sure there is a good answer, though, when it comes to something that was pretty much unanticipated by everyone, yet we knew we needed to be intentional with what we were doing.
Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud sits on the Joint Budget Committee. The money comes out of the state's general budget. A fiscal conservative, Lundberg wishes the process could be streamlined and says he hopes the state spends the money efficiently.
In this case, we had to move fast and put some experts on the ground to sort out what we needed to know.
Some of those are one-time costs, like hiring a consultant for $120,000 to study the Capitol's culture and come up with recommendations. Others are ongoing. For instance, hiring an HR person for the legislature with an annual cost of $90,000.
I just hope that some good comes out of this whole process and hopefully no one else will go through any sort of complaint process like this, but if they do, I hope that it's fixed enough because the process itself was a pretty grueling thing to go through.
That's former intern Megan Creedon. She filed a sexual harassment complaint against Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner. Complaints are ultimately handled by legislative leaders who determine any consequences. Creedon's allegation and others against Baumgardner and Republican Senators Larry Crowder and Jack Tate, along with Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack, cost the state $50,000 to investigate.
In hindsight, I should have hired an attorney earlier.
That's Lebsack.
Probably should have hired an attorney and a PR person. I've got one now. I've got a PR person and an attorney now, but it's probably a little bit too late.
Moments after making those remarks, Lebsack was expelled from the legislature. Democratic Representative Faith Winter of Westminster was the first to come forward with sexual harassment allegations against him. An outside investigator found the allegations and those from four other women credible and said he retaliated against them.
I did not have a PR consultant. From day one, I told the truth. I said the reason I came forward was the behavior hadn't stopped and I wanted to protect other women. And when your message is that simple, you don't need a lot of help.
House Speaker Chrisanta Duran was criticized for knowing about Lebsack's behavior and not doing enough to protect others. She later apologized for her actions. She paid about $15,000 for a PR firm, On-Site Public Affairs. She declined to comment, but issued a written statement saying the issues required professional experience dealing with complicated topics on tight deadlines. But she didn't use state money. She paid for it out of her leadership PAC.
Colorado law does not address how committees such as leadership PACs or independent expenditure committees, it does not address what they can and cannot do with their contributions.
That's Stephen Bowie. He's a campaign finance manager with the Colorado Secretary of State's office. Senator Baumgardner hired an attorney out of his campaign fund to deal with his sexual harassment allegations. Bowie says for campaign funds, it can't be used for personal reasons. But he says what Baumgardner did would likely be allowed.
It does not define what personal reasons are, but I would imagine that if somebody can correlate an expenditure to something related to their official duties as an elected official or something related to re-election, they would be able theoretically to justify that expense. But again, that would ultimately be up to a judge to determine if a violation had taken place.
During the legislative session, there was also an emotional cost that's harder to quantify. The work atmosphere was tense and volatile. Two lawmakers wore bulletproof vests out of fear. And the Democratic Senate minority leader stepped down, partly from the stress and how she said her colleagues were mishandling allegations. Many accusers worried the lack of severe consequences for most of the lawmakers accused of misconduct could stack the cards against people who may want to come forward in the future. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Even as Colorado celebrates Pride Month, a new survey shows high rates of depression and anxiety among LGBTQ teenagers. Eric Galatis has the story.
Advocates say lawmakers could do more to ensure kids aren't bullied based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. The Human Rights Campaign surveyed 12,000 kids aged 13 to 17 who identify as LGBTQ. Ellen Kahn with the Human Rights Campaign says more than 70% of teens surveyed reported feelings of worthlessness or hopelessness, and the majority had experienced verbal threats.
These mental health challenges are directly a result of what's happening to these kids by people around them, being harassed, being treated poorly, being stigmatized, facing discrimination. That has a cumulative effect.
The LGBTQ community has had some cultural milestones in recent years, including the legalization of gay marriage in 2015. But Kahn says discrimination and harassment are still common. Earlier this month, a mob of young men reportedly chased and yelled slurs at a group of people who had been attending the Utah Pride Festival. More than 70% of respondents say they've been bullied at school because of their sexual orientation. Kahn says if lawmakers want to protect students, they should enact policies that specifically address anti-LGBTQ bullying and establish guidelines for inclusivity training for teachers and school staff. Colorado, 18 other states, and the District of Columbia have enacted laws to protect students from bullying based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
That significantly decreases anti-LGBTQ bullying. It improves the experience of students who are more likely to hear positive statements about who they are. So school culture is a huge factor.
Kahn says many LGBTQ teens report that they are comfortable coming out to their peers, but she says more support from educators, policymakers, and other adults could pave the way to improving students' emotional well-being. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.